So yesterday at practice, we were walking around afterwards, and as I looked over, I saw Gordo talking to Jason Garrett, the Cowboys head coach. And then about a minute went by, and then I saw Gordo lift his microphone to Jason Garrett's face and conduct an interview. And that lasted for a while. And so Gordo joins us now with an exclusive interview with the Cowboys head coach, Jason Garrett. I'm looking forward to hearing this. It's not the fake Jason Garrett.
No, this is the real Jason Garrett. Now, I went up to him, and I caught him right after practice. And he goes over, and he starts signing autographs for the fans. Now, what do you think Jason Garrett does when he's signing autographs for fans? Is he quiet? Is he talkative? Does he ask about their lives? Does he quote poetry? Does he sing a song? What do you think he does?
I think he has a lot of generic greetings with him. How you doing? You doing good? Good.
That's what I would have thought. Mm-hmm. I would have thought he would have wasted a lot of people's time, basically, with, hey, good, good, doing well. I'm going to need that chord there, Giorgio.
Okay, yeah.
But he did something that was kind of interesting, and it's funny to hear him do it because he's still robotic Garrett when he's doing it. He has that cadence to him, and I got to tell you, he's doing this thing with the fans, and they seem to be loving it. I jump in at the end, and I think I ruined everyone's fun.
You have a way of doing that.
I have a way of doing that. So take a listen at Garrett interacting with the fans, and then I'll let you hear my interaction with him on Sports Radio 1310. Do you have it there, Strongman? Do you have
That's
it there?
That's our question to you.
Do you have it there?
Do you have it there?
I have it, yes. It's plugged in and everything. We're ready to go.
All right.
All right, you guys talk amongst yourselves, and I'm going to pull this up in a different way.
You're listening to The Ticket
in
our
That's
live coverage
so
from Cowboys Training Camp 2015.
So very true. Here
Oxnard, California.
Okay. Here we go.
I was doing trivia questions with those guys. Okay, so you guys want to do some trivia questions?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so can I get my shoulder?
We'll sign some autographs and we'll do some trivia. Right?
Okay.
So the trivia was all about numbers,
seven,
and the numbers that they wear for the Cowboys. I'm going to call out a number, and you guys tell me.
Over-explaining.
Tell me who wears it for the Cowboys. You ready?
Okay.
Who wears number 77?
Smith.
Smith.
Who wears number 72?
Tutar Jones.
Tutar Jones, but who wears it now? He has the ball on every play.
Travis Frederick.
Travis Frederick. Very nice.
Yeah,
who wears number nine? Romo?
Yeah. Brady.
Brady.
Who wears 88?
Dead.
Dead. Brian.
Urban. Michael Urban.
Dead. How about 82? Okay, who wears 50? Okay, you guys want to keep going here?
Yes, keep going. Say some more.
Okay.
Say some
who
more.
Wears number 83?
Oh, yeah. I got his picture. What number does our coach wear? Number one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's the Secretary of State?
Okay, you guys good?
Yeah, we're good.
Oh, and then that was the end.
God.
Completely stopped everything down. Got no support.
Oh, man.
Okay, is everybody good?
Okay, is everybody good? Everybody's having fun. Felt horrible about it. So then I go over to Garrett afterwards, and I start talking to him. Now, he always does the same thing to me. I always walk up, and I have a recorder, and I'm recording. And he always is very suspicious of that and wonders why I'm recording. And so I have to turn it off. And then I said, you know, well, will you, during the beep, the space here, I asked him, hey, will you at least talk to me, you know, when I'm recording? He said, yeah, sure. So here's that exchange.
All right, Coach, you have a moment. I just wanted to welcome you to camp and say hi.
How you doing?
Gordon Keith of The Ticket. I'm recording right now for the for the radio.
Why turn that off for a second?
You always want me to turn it off. All right, hold on a second.
How are you doing?
Gordon Keith here with Coach Garrett. Just wanted to welcome you to camp and say hello.
Yeah, it's great to see you.
By the way, when we paused it and I talked to him, I said, you know what? What's the problem with me recording is, well, you just do that Howard Stern thing where you just come up and ambush me when I'm not ready for it.
Not ready.
So
when, say hello.
When he says it's great to see you, do you believe he believes that?
No, I don't believe that.
He dreads seeing Gordo.
Gordon Keith here with Coach Garrett. Just wanted to welcome you to camp and say hello.
Yeah, it's great to see you.
I think you're lying, but do you have a lot of memorabilia from your playing days?
No. Well, I mean, I have some, you know, I have game balls and stuff like that and some pictures, but mm-hmm. I don't have a whole lot of stuff.
What was your highlight moment, your personal favorite moment, not what you think was your best football moment, not necessarily, but what was your favorite moment as a player?
Well, favorite moments are hard for me because moments are really, really small moments in time. There's a lot of great relationships developed. I think being part of Super Bowl teams were probably the best memories. Mm-hmm. There are some specific games that I remember. You remember those things for the rest of your life, and the bonds that we formed as a result of those experiences are significant in my life.
When you were a player, who was your closest friend on the team?
I don't know that I had one closest friend. I certainly spent a lot of time with Troy Aikman. He's a dear friend of mine. Daryl Johnston, Mark Tuone, Mark Stepnoski, all those guys were really good friends and continue to be good friends. But, you know, one of the things that was unique about those teams is everybody really got along well. I mean, Tony Tolbert was a good friend. Charles Haley, some of those other guys. I saw Darren Woodson out here. I mean, there were so many guys that I developed great relationships with on those teams. I think everybody on those teams would say the same thing. I mean, Wade Wilson certainly is a great friend of mine. Leon Lett, you know, so I think that's probably the thing that makes those teams unique. And whether or not it comes from success, that those bonds form more solidly, I don't know. But I know there were great experiences and a lot of great relationships.
And when you were a player, did you know then that you wanted to do coaching at some point in your life, or did you think you'd go into business?
Well, I always focused on being a player, and I really wanted to do that ever since I was young. And I wasn't a very good player. It took me a long time to sort of get myself established as a player, so I wanted to maximize those opportunities. Towards the end of my career, I started to think about what I was going to do next.
And outside of present company, were you annoyed dealing with the media at first, or did you get used to it very quickly? Was that because you're just inundated all the time with requests and people and...
I would never use the word annoyed at all. I mean, I think I have a really healthy respect for the media, and I think that probably goes back to our playing days. And I think I have a real understanding how important the media is to our game. Our game is really popular, and I think the media and how they cover it and how they generate interest is a big reason for that. It's a great game, and I think they bring it to our fans. And so that's really the perspective that I answer every question that mm-hmm. I'm ever answered. You know, I'm the head coach of the Cowboys. I want to protect our football team first and foremost. But I have a real healthy respect for people in the media, individuals in the media's role in general. And, you know, really, I don't know that I've ever really been annoyed. You know, I have a great respect for them, and I want them to be able to do their jobs well.
And since you've got one of the most coveted jobs in all of sports, coach of, you know, arguably the most popular team in the world, what kind of car do you drive now? Did you buy yourself some kind of vehicle?
I drive a Ford Expedition that the Cowboys get me because of we have a relationship with the Ford Motor Company.
Uh-huh.
So
you didn't do anything extravagant?
My wife drives an Explorer, so...
Did you treat yourself in some way? Like, you know, because...
I treat myself every day. I do not want or need anything in my life.
And what's your favorite meal of all time? Like, you have your last meal?
Oh, I think if I went back, the turkey dinners that we had on Thanksgiving growing up were pretty special.
Mm-hmm.
My mom did a hell of a job.
And were you a family of multiple siblings? I mean,
I'm one of eight kids. We're all a year apart.
I should know that, but that's amazing to me, that eight kids a year apart?
Yeah, so I have three brothers and four sisters. And
My Lord, your mom has to be in the Guinness Book of World Records somehow.
And she was married to a football coach, so... you know,
he was all business.
It was pretty amazing, you know, what she was able to accomplish in that environment. But I have 28 nieces and nephews now, so a real big extended family. And Thanksgivings were always great. My mom always did a great job with the dinner.
And do y'all still get together at your mom's house or anything?
Well, what we typically do is, you know, now the nieces and nephews are getting married, so we don't have these formal reunions as much as, hey, there's a wedding, everybody comes to the wedding. So we had one a few weeks ago. My niece Abigail got married, and so everybody was in New Jersey on the Jersey Shore enjoying that time. So it was really fun.
So if you all got together at once, how many people were we talking about? If all your nieces and nephews, that's 28. You have 8 brothers and sisters and their spouses. So help me do the math here. And then your parents and then whatever you're bringing to the table.
Yeah, I've never counted it all up.
I've counted 1,200 so far, just out of what I said.
Now, my sister married a guy who's one of 11, so he has the whole extended family and whatever. So there's typically a lot of people, and it's a good way to grow up, though. It's been fun.
So I'm assuming every other person you run into, you're related to in some way.
In some way.
Thank you so much, all Coach. Right. Appreciate it.
Always good to see you.
All right. Thank you.
So see? Good to see you. Mm-hmm. I did it. Just a nice, pleasant interview, and the whole time he's looking at me like, what are you doing here?
Man, I forgot about the 1 of 8 thing, too. I knew he's from a big family. I forgot it was 8, though.
Yeah, I found that interesting that he had that many siblings and 28 nieces and nephews.
Poor Mama Garrett.
And how she still has a uterus inside her body after giving birth to that many kids in that short amount of time.
8765-4321 and a newborn.
Michael Irvin's mom doesn't think that's anything. She had 19 or whatever.
Yeah.
I just didn't think that. And then finally she was closed.
It's closed, eventually.
I thought it was weird, his explanation of why she had so many kids so quickly, because his dad was a football coach.
And then you said, yeah, he was all business.
All right, good stuff there, Gordo.
Yeah, awesome. There you go. Inside Jason Garrett is what I like to call that.
Yes.
Now then, the next time I've got him all set up.
Uh-oh. All right, it's 8:40.